right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Hero Card Hour. This is Lou McCoy. I'm the host of this hour each week when I'm not out of town. And then Bobby Burris steps in.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back, Lou. Glad you're back.
Bobby, I don't have a clue what I'm doing here today, man. So you're in charge.
Yeah, that's not a good move at all.
No, I heard you did a great job, and I appreciate you filling in.
Well, I enjoyed filling in for you.
Good. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that. But I'm glad to be back. I hope everybody's had a great week. Spring is on the horizon, which is great, but it just can't seem to quite get here.
Well, yeah, for a day or two. Yeah, then it reverts back.
Pops in and out. So I'm running the air conditioning. I'm running the heat. I'm putting the jacket on. I'm taking the jacket off.
Same day.
The same hour. You know. Oh, well, that's the Texas Hill Country. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful time of year. Have you had a good week, Bobby?
Absolutely. It's been a wonderful week. We had some very nice weather
yep.
at the beginning of the week. And, of course, it's tailored off to a little cooler, a little more seasonable, they say, is what it's supposed to be like today. So
a little more seasonable, and I think
but it's going to get warm up again after the weekend and then cool off again next week.
There
so
you go.
The seesaw effect.
We'll have to listen to the at the break. We'll have to listen to see what the weatherman says yeah. for the weekend.
Well, yeah. you know they're wrong more than half the
they
time.
They are, although they're getting better.
Well, it's the one job in the world that you can be wrong half the time and keep your job. It's
there
amazing.
You
of course,
well,
you can't outguess Mother Nature.
Yeah, you can't. Hey, and Glenn's in the studio with us.
Hey,
producer,
hey.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Well, Bobby, he did pretty good last
week. You said
he
did well. I know he did. I haven't had a chance to listen to the show yet. I wasn't able to listen to it live, but I do have it recorded on the website, and I will play that this weekend, and I'll send Bobby some reviews.
Yeah, it's certainly easier when you're on this side of the mic than your side, Lou.
Oh, you're kind. Well, we just wing it fast as we can.
It's made fresh every day.
It is, absolutely. So, Glenn, you've had a good week as well?
Had a great week, and
yeah.
As y'all mentioned, the weather, man, today is the epitome of my perfect day.
Really?
You got a little bit of sun, a little bit of clouds, and it's nice and cool.
Okay.
Not cold.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I'm ready for some heat. I'm one of those around the hill country that has been suffering with this bronchitis thing.
It comes
and goes, and it just doesn't like cool air, bottom line.
I know it.
It likes hot air like you, Glenn.
There you go.
There you go.
I certainly am full of it. So.
Well, I think I'm ready for about 75 for a week. Just give me a week of solid 75, and I'll be
That'd
all right.
be nice. Boy, the redbud trees
are coming out,
blooming beautiful everywhere.
Yeah.
So you know spring's around the corner.
It's here. It is. Great time to be in the hill country. What are you doing this weekend, Glenn?
You know, I don't know. Actually, I haven't made any plans for the weekend. My mom's been under the weather, so I'll probably go and visit with her. And she's doing better, but she kind of had a rough week. And so so go visit with her.
Thing?
And then I need to start, as you mentioned, spring's around the corner, so probably do a little spring cleaning this weekend.
Good for you. Inside, outside, both?
A little both.
Garage, the whole.
Yeah, there's a lot. Just to, you know, you got to bite off just a little at a time, and you know, by the time spring gets here, then hey, I'm ready to go.
Good for you. And Bobby, what about you? Big plans?
Well, I've bought a little boat, a little fishing boat.
Oh, is that here?
No, it's not here. But the trailer came, and amazing how they can ship a trailer for a boat. UPS.
Wow. They really, truly.
Oh, truly.
Trailer
came
in a box.
Trailer in a box. That's what it's called on the invoice. Trailer
Bobby,
in a box.
I'm just going to tell you up front. I am busy all weekend. Plus, you don't want me to help you with.
I unpacked it, and you know, the total weight's going to be about 180 pounds, and that's what the shipping was. But it's in. Lots of pieces, so it looks like quite a project, but it'll be fun. It's sort of like the giant erector set.
Yeah.
I remember those as a kid?
Oh, sure.
You get to screw stuff together, so there'll be a lot of screwing together.
And you said it will be fun?
You
is
know.
It, did I hear that correct? Like, is that the first hour will be fun?
Well, and that's probably true, until I bust a knuckle or something like that.
Or part's missing, or you put it together wrong, have to undo it.
Undo stuff. That's usually what I'm famous
that's
for.
My method.
That's when my wife will holler out the door, I told you to read the directions.
That's right. Those stinking directions that get in the way.
Get you
I don't
time.
Need no directions.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know what it's supposed to look like.
You know what it was. Yeah, at the end.
Finished product.
Come on.
So, yeah, that's what I'm working
for. There's some extra parts. That's not important.
We'll see if that turns into just a Saturday job or Saturday, Sunday. Lou, I'm going to be late Monday trying to finish
Monday
this damn
trailer. Well, when's the boat come in?
Well, it's supposed to be a couple of weeks. So.
Okay. So you got 2 weeks.
Yeah, I got,
all right,
no,
so
I got some time.
You don't have to have
time.
This done.
Is it a metal boat or is it a
No, it's a little... solid resin. It's a very unusual little product.
Uh-huh.
and it's unsinkable. Has a couple little trolling motors in it.
Wow.
And some nice little seats, captain-style chairs that you can sit up there and get in all the little shallow water. It's about 6-8-inch draft.
There you go.
Awesome. It'll be fun,
yeah.
I think.
You know,
we have some areas, we live in an area that it ought to fit right in, so we'll see.
Great timing for that.
Bassman, or are you like catfishing?
You know, I was a saltwater fisherman when I was young with my grandfather.
Ah, okay.
And hadn't really done much fishing since I've grown up. So we got into water skiing, and that got away from all the fishing when I was a teenager and young adult, and then I just hadn't done anything in a number of years. So my wife's been wanting to go back doing a little fishing. She used to enjoy it. So we're going to be learning as we go. It'll be fun.
So you didn't buy her own boat?
No, she's going to have to share it with me.
All right, good.
It'll be fun, I think. So there's some good places along the river. They say you can catch a few fish.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Of course, part of the fun of fishing is just getting out.
Just being out.
Yeah, enjoying the weather. So
absolutely.
That'll be a fun thing to do. So
good.
That's what I'm looking forward to do.
All right, so next week we'll be sure and find out how the trailer...
Yes, we'll see
how
if it actually rolls.
Project,
if it rolls down the road or not.
Tune in next week for Bobby and the trailer.
Hope there's a YouTube video out there on it or something.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
Oh, I bet there is too.
No doubt.
Well, that days. Is something great. I tell you, man. I have learned a lot from YouTube. Yep. There's a lot of bad things about the internet, but YouTube is a great invention.
Well, and just Googling anything, if you need to know the answer to something, somebody's already asked it, and there's an answer out
amazing.
There somewhere.
Makes you feel better, too. You're like, oh, I'm not the only dummy out there that thought I needed this.
Yeah, when I'm typing in my stupid little question, and it starts filling in the blank because somebody else has already typed it, I certainly feel smarter.
You feel validated.
Absolutely.
Vindicated. I share a YouTube story. One of my sons had bought a car stereo for his truck, stereo unit, and he needed to get the old unit out, which, right, and you just think that's easy. You're just going to go in there and pop a couple of screws, pull that out.
Oh, no.
He was yanking on it, looked like everything was apart, couldn't figure this out, and so I just, now go figure, the old man goes and looks on the internet where the teenager didn't, but anyway, and I found a YouTube video talking about how to replace that particular stereo in that truck, and as it turned out, you had to take almost like a hair braid, a hair clip or paper clip, and stick it into these two little slots that would release the pins and brought that thing out.
Yeah, you'd have never figured that out otherwise.
You would have ruined, if you kept tugging at it,
I'd have just busted the heck out of it.
Of course you would
have.
What amazes me is there's people out there with enough time to create all these videos.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'd love to share some of my experiences, but I just don't seem to have the wherewithal to put together a 15-minute video to.
Well, all you have to do is record your trailer, your trailer event as you're doing it.
I may have to
just cut the language out, probably. But anyway, it'd be great. You should do it.
Yeah.
Well, so people do that because they want to save people time.
Sure.
They're good.
Absolutely.
And it's good.
I really appreciate all the efforts those folks go through to make those. So I learn a little something.
Yeah. There you go.
No doubt.
All right. Well, I guess we ought to let's talk about our music for today.
Yeah.
We're just messing around here for a minute. We got a little Chicago.
Yeah, I love Chicago.
You
what
do. You're sharing
man.
A little. You had a girlfriend that loves Chicago. You're sharing with us. Yeah, we won't go.
You're going into too much detail.
Going into too much detail.
Just to say that their music takes me back to a happy place.
A happy place, absolutely. And I was sharing first concert I ever went to. Not that I went to a bunch, but I'll never forget going to see Chicago.
Man. What a great first concert.
With a group of seventh grade kids. I think there were four or five of us. And
Chicago is like a 15, 20 piece.
Yeah, that was
at that time.
Orchestra. Yeah, I mean, boom. Big sound.
Wow.
Good stuff. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, really good. Well, why don't we cue up a little Chicago, take just a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk hero card business and some other things that are happening here in Kerrville. Is that good?
Sounds like fun.
This is the Hero Card Hour, KRV, 1230 AM radio. Be right back.
Searching for something.
All right, a little 25 to 624. We're just in here debating what year that song came out, and we were going to Google it, of course, because that's the easy way to find information. Did you get Did you get it yet, Bobby? Are you working on that?
No, I
we're going to take it.
Didn't task myself with that.
You missed my hand signs there, like Bobby, get that real quick. So
25 or 624.
Oh yeah, 25 or 624. I wonder. I don't even know what. Do you know what that means, Glenn? You're
somewhere in the recesses of my mind. I do. There are
1970, January 1970.
Yeah, there you go. So it was on the second album.
Second album. Okay.
Because initially they were Chicago Transit Authority.
Okay.
But the Chicago Transit Authority had a problem with that. Because that's actually the train system.
Okay.
So they just shortened it to Chicago, and they were Chicago from then on.
And they're still in business, still making music, different crew.
Yeah, a lot phenomenal. Of different guys, mm-hmm. but man, what a band. And the band they have out there currently has some original members.
Okay.
And it's just phenomenal. Last I saw them, they were actually teamed up with REO Speedwagon. So
really?
Kind of neat if you're that's into great. That kind of music.
Well, music. And there's even, I'm reading here, an updated version that came out in 1986.
Really?
The album Chicago 18 with James Panko listed as co-writer. So there's obviously a remake.
I believe Panko is one of the original members that's still on the road. The trombone player, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it seemed like they used to run a lot with Earth, Wind, and Fire there for a number of years in their concerts.
You just wish they had. You're a big Earth, Wind, and Fire. We'll feature Earth, Wind, and Fire, Bobby. A couple of weeks for you.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll let you pick the song. So I see Vince Gill recorded that song as well, 25.
Really?
6-4. Interesting. Yeah. So anyway, that's Chicago, and I probably was 9 or 10, come to think of it. Got dropped off, carpooled down there, and... Watch Chicago. Good memories.
Those were good days. The 70s gave us a lot of great music.
They did. Yeah. They did, absolutely. So, Bobby, let's talk about Hero Car for a minute.
Absolutely.
You've had a good week out there.
Yes.
People receiving you and liking you and
very
welcoming you.
Very receptive group.
Good.
You know, everybody in the Hill Country is just really nice and a pleasure to visit with. And, of course, one of the things this week that I want to talk about specifically is a new... business member with us, partner, which is Rhino Linings.
Oh yeah,
Kerrville.
Absolutely. I was talking about them yesterday. Yeah, as a matter of fact,
absolutely.
Yep.
That's a neat shop, and of course they've got a really good offer. They do the spray-on bed liner. So if you've got that new pickup truck that you just got, my suggestion, if you're going to use it as a pickup truck, is you get something on that bed that. So it doesn't get all scratched up. And these
great idea.
These Rhino linings, this spray-on thing is a fabulous product. And they got a $50 offer off if you do
a
spray-on liner with these folks. So
there
save
you
yourself $50. And with that, maybe you can get some of the other great things. They've got some additional store discounts on grill guards, side steps, hitches, bed covers.
That's what I was talking about.
That's a really neat shop. And, of course, he's got a lot of stuff he can – special order if you're looking for that specific item. So check out Rhino Linings. They're over there on 82 Coronado Drive here in Kerrville. So give them a shout.
Marvin and his
save
crew.
You a little money.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Good idea. Absolutely. In fact, I still need both a lining and a bed cover. So I need to see them this spring. Definitely do that. All right. And so always want to give a shout out to our major sponsors, what we call our super duper heroes. Our business partners, and we're glad to have them. And always want to talk about Key's Homemade Brittle. And Bobby, yummy homemade brittle.
Yummy
Glenn, stuff. Have I brought you any of the homemade brittle yet?
Not yet.
Okay,
but I'm looking forward to it.
Now that's not on your diet right now, right?
No.
I won't. Maybe at the end of summer we'll do some homemade
Let's
brittle.
Let's do that little reward.
Little there reward. Okay, fair enough. And I'm a candy fiend. I have a major sweet tooth, and I have to watch what
stuff.
I do. But it's good stuff, and. Our friend Carrie makes three different types of, or actually more, but she makes a standard brittle. She makes a chocolate mocha brittle.
Ooh.
Yeah, it sounds deadly, and it is really good. And then she makes a jalapeno pecan.
So those are her specialties.
Those are her specialties. And you can find her on Facebook as probably the easiest way to order from her. If you have a party coming up or you want some, and if you've got something to write with, her number, you can reach her just on her cell phone, 210-286-7274.
And she ships her. I think
she'll ship
in the area, she'll deliver it to you.
Yeah.
So
you got to
give her a call.
Yeah, use your card and she'll discount it if you're in the area or give you free shipping if you're out of out of town. So love Keys Brittle. Also want to talk about Sprinkler Smart. This is a perfect time of year to talk about Chris and Travis and Sprinkler Smart. Bobby, you know these guys.
Absolutely. Wonderful group.
Yep. They're nice young men, hardworking guys, entrepreneurs, and they will now they do sprinklers, obviously, by their name, right?
But they do other things.
They got
too,
some other stuff. What else? You know?
Well, I think they
put
do
you on spot.
In landscaping. Don't they work on any kind of your landscaping things? And of course, this is the time of year to start cleaning up and getting ready for stuff to grow.
Yep.
So,
before it gets too hot, you know, get out there and get it ready.
Get it ready. So they'll landscape, they'll build retaining walls, they'll do bedding. If it has to do with the exterior of your house and your yard, they will handle it for you.
And with them, you can save 10%. On any new irrigation installation.
Okay. And service,
up
I believe.
Up to $250. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a great deal. And then, of course, 10% on all irrigation repairs and landscape services. So if you already have a system in your yard, it may be time to get it checked out, make sure it's working. And if not, give them a call and let them come by and save you a little money in fixing it.
Have them come out before you plan on running your system. All the time, right? Because if you're like me, they're going to turn it on. You're going to turn it on. You're going to have a head that's loose over here, and a little guys are going over there, absolutely. A little flood area. So, yeah, great guys. Call them 830-496-1680, Sprinkler Smart. They're super-duper hero partners of ours, and we love those guys and hope that you'll give them a call and use their services. So let's talk before I get too far, I want to give a shout-out to my mom who's listening because we were talking about Chicago, and it would have been my mom that drove us down there. So I don't know if she remembers that or not, but she's a faithful listener. She lives here in Kerrville. Hope you're having a good day, Mom, and I'll see you this weekend, just like Glenn. Right,
there
Glenn?
There you go.
Absolutely.
Got to visit with Mom.
Got to see Mama. Mm-hmm. All right, some things that have happened here in town that unfortunately I couldn't attend. Bobby, were you able to go to the Ducks Unlimited?
I heard it was a fantastic affair.
Yeah, it just again, our good friend Ryan Deal is the director of that, or the chair, or the head honcho. Glenn, have you been, or did you have a chance to go this year?
I didn't have a chance to go, but
you know about
it gets bigger and better every
that's
year.
That's the thing. He told me he had 456 people attend.
Wow,
that's up 50 people from last year. I think when he started as the chair of that, it was running 100 people. They raised a ton of money. It's environmental to protect the wetlands of Texas and the nation. And so it's a good organization. And they have a lot of fun at that deal.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a gun fest. Apparently.
Ryan's a fun guy, man.
Yeah, Ryan doesn't have a serious bone in his body, I'm afraid. So
pretty fun to hang out with that guy.
Yeah, he's out there listening. Hi, Ryan. Proud of what you did, man. That's really great. That's a fun, fun event. And we'll have you on at some point, Ryan. You can talk about next year's show and but again, congratulations to that event. Speaking of congratulations, big news today. Y'all are sports fans. I know we've talked. So let's talk local sports. The OLH boys basketball team, get ready to ring the bell, are the state champions.
Oh, congratulations.
Of the private school Taps, I believe is what it would
awesome.
Be. So,
that's
yeah,
great.
Isn't that exciting? They won today. They had a game at 10 a.m. They won by 7 or 8 points. And
hard work pays off.
It pays off. Great group of guys and a very talented group.
And I hear they took the whole student body down.
Did they go?
For that,
okay.
Which I thought was really great.
Well, why not? Yeah. They probably had to take their homework with them. They work them hard over
I'm
there.
Sure, you know, but that's something that doesn't all come along very often. So to be able to experience that, to have everybody experience it,
it's
I
amazing.
Thought was really awesome.
Yeah, over in Abilene. So it went too far, and
not
that's
too
neat.
Bad.
Good for them.
Good road trip.
Exciting? Good road trip to Abilene.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So,
congratulations.
Speaking of local sports or local organizations, we need to remind people about the Hero Card fundraisers.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You know, if you've got your organization out there and y'all have got something that you're working on to raise a little money for, the fundraiser with the Hero Card is the best way to go. Saves you time, makes you a lot of money for your organization. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're going to help you through it the whole way. It can be done in the digital world, or you can sell the cards in person. But for every $25 card sold, the organization makes 50%. So you just almost can't beat that. And it's a great value for the consumer. So they're gladly ready to buy these cars to save a little money throughout Kerrville.
Yes, sir.
I was counting the other day. Yeah. We've got 75 different businesses listed here in Kerrville, just in Kerrville, that accept the Hero Card. So if you've got a fundraiser, your not-for-profit organization, your school, trying to raise a little money for your organization, give us a call or go online, theherocardonline.com.
It's good.
And we can get you fixed up there or give us a call. We'd love to help you raise money for your organization.
That's really good, Bobby. Absolutely. And, you know, here's a couple of key things that you regarding that. There's no upfront cost, right? So, and then you talked about just doing it digitally, which for us Aggies, that just means doing it online, right, without actually handling the card. You could do a whole fundraiser just having people directing them to our website, buying a card, and then designating your organization, right?
Exactly.
We ship the cards out. You don't ever touch the cards, and at the end of that, you receive half of the proceeds.
Absolutely.
So, again, I'm an Aggie. Half of 25 is $12.50 thereabouts.
No, we've had a few that you could do it both ways. You know, you could do this digital people on your address list, and then have a few cards in your possession. Of course, we'll front you those cards; doesn't cost you anything, and you can sell a few cards to your friends at work and family and grandma and everybody likes to save a little money and. The Hero Card does that. Over 75 businesses here just in the Kerrville area.
It's good. Yeah, and growing every day.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that when we took over the business last year, there were more businesses than that listed, but it wasn't completely accurate. And so we're working hard to make sure that we have – that the businesses that are on our program are really on our program. We know what they're offering and that it's a win-win for everybody. So, yeah, fundraising is a big, big part. There's actually a residual component of that. Somebody that buys a card continually renews that card every year that they bought it from the organization, then that organization will get that $12.50 every year.
That's awesome.
I don't know if there's anything like it. And again, congratulations.
I hadn't heard of it.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. So, all right, let's see. Don't have a major. How are we doing on our time, Glenn? I got to make sure.
We got about 3.5 minutes
before break.
Uh-huh.
Okay, very good. All right, so let's. Let's talk about a couple of things coming up this week. I thought this was interesting. I just found this this weekend. If you are out there possibly looking for a job.
I've been there before.
Been there looking for a job.
Yeah.
Bobby, don't raise your hand. Bobby, stop. This is not for you, Bobby. You have work to do. but if you're looking for a job or maybe looking to improve your job, there's a job fair this Saturday. That'd be tomorrow, starting at 8:30 in the morning at Tyvee High School. And so teachers, counselors, therapists, secretaries, nutritionists, custodians, bus drivers, all of those, the KISD is expanding. KISD is expanding. They're looking for people. Oh. So if you're in the market for a job, go see what's available over there.
All right.
I'm sure
there's benefits and things like that involved.
Yeah, you do well working in the school system.
That's what I
mean.
Hear.
It's... Yeah, as far as your retirement.
You get a lot of vacation days if you're in the teaching side of it. I know that. That's great.
You do. These summers. I think it's a myth, though.
My vacation, Lou? Do I get a vacation?
It would be nice to have summers off. I mean, I think about back when I was a kid, you know, that was always great. You know, you had a lot of fun in the summer, and you become an adult, and those summer vacations go away pretty much.
They do. It's, yeah.
You got to put your nose to the grindstone and work and be an adult.
Well, but you still have to make time to goof off, Glenn.
Well,
right? Come
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you die young, and you gotta have some fun in life.
All work and no play. You know what they say?
Boring, 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 boring.
Let's give away a card.
You don't give away a card right now?
Yeah, I think we should.
All right, that's fine. We'll give away one of yours or mine.
Well, I'll put the bill on this one.
It's all good. All right, so you want to give away a Hero Card?
I think we should.
All right, How do you want to do it?
Well, how about the third caller?
Third caller?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what happens.
If there's anybody out there that's needing a card, save money all over the Hill Country.
All right. Sounds good to me. Glenn, do you have that number handy by any chance?
That number is 792-5378. 830-792-5378. A free Hero Card.
A free Hero Card.
Caller three.
Caller three. Call us. No. And you don't even have to get on the air, right, Glenn? We'll just let you give your name and... you can get on the air if you want to, but not necessary.
That's right.
All right. All right, before we go to break, I want to talk about a couple of other things. When we come back out of the break, We're going to talk about some ways that you can being a hero is important to the hero card, and again to the original founder and what he wanted to create and what he wanted to give back to the community. And of course, we're following that in our day-to-day lives with the hero card. And in fact, recently, Bobby, as you're aware, and Glenn, you may or may not be aware, we gave away some money to the Hill Country Veterans Service Center.
Awesome.
Yeah. Pardon me, specifically for their food bank. That money is a result of businesses partnering with us, as well as a percentage from every card that we sell. So when we come back out of the break, I want to talk about some ways that each of us could be a hero in our community. There's some opportunities to serve and to do some things. There's always organizations that they're not only looking for your money, they're looking for your time and your talent. So anyway, we'll talk about on the other side of the break, but right now we're going to take that break. We're going to have a little news, a little weather. This is the Hero Card Hour here on KERV, 1230 AM. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at HeroCardOnline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
All right, welcome back. A little mellow Chicago right there. Calming things down on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so before the break, we talked about that we would visit on ways to be a hero here in Kerrville. And lots of ways to do that. Lots of places you can give your time, talent, and treasure, obviously, in Kerrville. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you're at a place in your life where you're looking to do that, right? And so... couple of organizations that I'm familiar with. One is the Christian Women's Job Corps. Bobby, you familiar with them? You know them a little bit?
Yes, I'm. They're around the valley as well.
That's right. It's not just thing, not yeah. just here Absolutely. In Kerrville. So we have a branch here. We also have Christian Men's Job Corps, and so they actually will take 15 students typically. I know more about the Women's Job Corps, but typically 15 students a semester. And they put them through training, these ladies, Christian women's obviously, or the men, but they're separated. And they put them through training for not just computer skills and business skills, the things that would help them get a job, which is very important. But they also give them some life lessons. and some Bible teaching. And but anyway, they do all this, and at the end of that, they graduate these girls and ladies, and they get a job. And so why am I bringing that up? Well, they need, here's what they need. They need volunteers that would help mentor these ladies,
sure,
right, which is awesome. They need instructors, and they need lunches brought. They feed the ladies daily. Mm-hmm. Our Rotary Club takes lunch a couple times throughout the year.
Oh, that's great.
It's great. And same way on the men's side, same things apply, especially on the men's side. We, you know, these men need some mentors and some...
Sure.
So anyway, I'll just give out a couple of phone numbers if you are interested in helping an organization like that. The CWJC, that's the Christian Women's Job Corps, 895-3660. And then the Men's Job Corps is 257-3545.
Sounds like a great thing to make your day, helping people like that. Just makes your own day sometimes.
Well, and there are certain things that we can do, right, Bobby, in a community that improve the community.
Sure.
Right? And so education's huge.
Well, I know one of the big things they did in the Valley were even help them prepare to go on a job.
They do that. They do the interview process.
Making sure that they're dressed appropriately and all the things that go along with making that good first impression.
Yeah. And it's important. And many of these ladies have had some really tough backgrounds.
Certainly.
Right? And so it's just Ann Buck is the director over there, and Edna Vandiver, and they're just amazing ladies, and the people that give over there are fantastic. But it's I've gone in when we had lunch and just get to visit with the students, and oh my goodness, it's incredible.
So a great way to help your community.
Yeah,
get out there and help these folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you like to teach, another organization that deals with education is Families in Literacy. And Bobby, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they help people get their high school equivalent, or what was called the GED.
Sure.
Right? And some amazing stories there. You think about whatever might have derailed somebody. They couldn't finish high school. Now they come back humbly ready to improve themselves, and they want to get that high school education, which is not easy.
No.
I mean, it's not easy. They're, in many cases, trying to work, so they're doing class at night. But Families and Literacy is an excellent organization, and they also teach over at the county jail, hold classes over there. So if you like to teach, if you're an instructor personality type, maybe you have a background in teaching, the Families and Literacy would be a great place to plug in.
Yeah.
And love to have
another thing to help the community.
You know,
it just really does help the folks that, and those folks are ready to do something with their life, or they wouldn't be going back.
That's it.
So, you know, you're going to be making somebody's day by giving them a hand up.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right, because they've come on their own. Both those organizations, they come, they're ready, they're hungry, they're ready to make a difference. Really cool. Bobby, I did not look up the Families and Literacy phone number, but you might. Actually, I have that here in my phone. I'll get it in just a second. I'll give that out. Another place that if you like to just spend time with kids, and you got to be called to this because what I'm about to propose is middle school kids.
Well, little
middle school.
Middle school.
Our friends at middle school. That is a great age.
Uh-huh.
I love middle school. They're not squirts, but they're not cocky high school kids yet.
They're in the transformation
phase.
They're
so awkward.
And that's why it's really important to help that group as much as possible, because that's where my own kids, I saw the transformation
pivotal
that
years.
Took place,
right?
During those years, most definitely.
That's good, yeah.
Sometimes it can be tough, you know.
Absolutely. Well, and they'll start, so the KISD is the one I'm familiar with. Ingram Mentor has a program as well, Center Point as well. But so KISD will start earlier than that. So you don't have to get one that's in middle school. You can get one, a student that's in elementary. But if you've got some time, just spend an hour with these kids once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was doing it, some was schoolwork related, right? We'd do a little reading. We'd catch up on some homework.
Okay.
Some of it was just playing a board game.
Yeah, or maybe throwing the football
or
around.
Or sitting and talking. Or, yeah, on pretty days, they'd let us go out and throw the football. So just making a friend. And it's amazing in these kids' lives, just that little touch could be the difference for them.
A little reassurance.
Just knowing they got another ally.
Absolutely.
Besides their teachers and in some cases their parents, maybe or maybe not.
Well,
right?
Some of them may not have that dad or mom in the family, single parent household, and need a little extra help.
Yep, absolutely.
Raising kids is tough.
Boy, say that again.
Raising kids is tough.
It is. But so rewarding, right, Bobby?
Very much so. I wouldn't do it any other way. But
most days.
Right. I always told my mom when she was alive. I said, you know, why didn't you tell me what this was going to be like? And I think that's the...
Because you wouldn't have them.
Exactly right. I think the human race would end if we include our youngins in on what it's like to be a responsible adult.
What is it,
parent?
What animal is it that eats their young? Is that the lion or the bear or
something?
I think some days you know why, right?
A lot of them do in that animal.
Eat their young. All right. So I have a number here for. Families in Literacy, if you want to reach out to Mindy Windley over there, the director, you can get her at 285-3518. Okay?
So, oh, Wendy's a great gal.
Oh, yeah. She's been on the show before. So certainly reach out and get involved there. All right, a couple of places. One, I'm going to give two more places. One, you can get your hands dirty. Really put your hands in something and do some service project. Of course, Bobby, you interviewed the Community Glory Guard last week.
Pam, great folks.
Awesome. And so we won't go down that path, but certainly you can go over there and help do beds and all that.
A little nitty-gritty work.
A little nitty-gritty. But so I'm a Rotarian and Rotary. So Rotary, I think people don't understand that Rotary is not a closed group. It is an open group.
Uh-huh.
We are always looking for new Rotarians here in Kerrville, the Hill Country, Fredericksburg. There are great clubs here. And I'm not proposing that you come out and be a Rotarian. That's fine. But our group on April 1st is doing a beautification over at the Hill Country Hill Country Veterans Service Center on Meadowview with Alan Hill's place, right?
Uh-huh. Sure.
And so we
old armory.
The
right?
armory. Thank you. Kind of a historic old building, or could be a really good-looking building, but right now it's a little run down.
Yeah, a little dated looking.
A little dated, and you just need somebody to go love on it a little bit. And so we're going to start that process with our Rotary Club that morning. We're going to do some landscaping, some light landscaping. We're going to do some light painting. We're going to paint the flagpole out there. We're just going to make it look better, and we would love for anybody that just wants to come hang out with us and help wheel around some plants and some dirt, and if you have that sort of thing, hopefully April 1st will be a gorgeous day. That's the plan anyway.
We'll pray on it.
There you go. And if it rains that day, we'll do it on the 8th. But that's it. That's over on Meadowview Lane, and again, come see. Regardless, if you come to help us, go see the inside of that building. It has a great museum in there, featuring all the uniforms. Anyway, talk about that often, but you got to get in there. Have you done that yet, Bobby?
I've not. Well, we were by the other day. I got to see it. They were having a little job fair
there
for their group.
Yeah.
Correct. And, it was a neat old building.
Great facility.
That's great that y'all are doing something nice to, again, help out the folks that have certainly made our lives better over the years.
Yeah, it's great.
Can't
thank
our veterans enough. Sure.
Absolutely.
Here. And it'll be fun over time to see us get that progressed. They need parking. They need... Alan Brown, my good friend at Trademark HVAC, one of our Hero Card partners, very generous. He's talking about trying to replace their air conditioning units in there, working with Carrier. So, again, what a great community we have.
Well, now, if somebody wants to donate, say they've got a tractor, they want to donate their time or their business, just show up?
Show up, or they can call me and we can set it up in advance.
All right.
Whatever. My number is 830-370-6836. That's my cell phone. 370-6836. You can email me, Lou at Hero Card Online.
It's the Lou line.
The Lou line. Yeah, we'd love to have you. I mean, you'll get a feel for what Rotary does. Rotary is a huge service organization that has lots of funds available to do these kinds of things, to give back.
That's important.
It is.
It's just a great thing.
Yep.
You talk about, charitable organizations and whatnot, we don't want to forget our super duper hero, Todd Peter.
Oh, we
over
like Todd.
At Benefit Solutions.
Good.
If you need help with your benefits for your business or health insurance for yourself, give Todd a call because he'll really sit down and go over everything with you. And, of course, if you show your hero card to Todd, one thing he does is he donates $25 to a local charity. He's got a list of four or five of them that you just get to pick one. And so, he's going to help you out by giving you all the answers to the tough questions in this world of insurance and business benefits. And then he's also going to make a donation on your behalf to one of these great charities that he participates in.
Good.
So give Todd Peter a call over at Benefit Solutions. They're over on Jefferson Street and their number is 896-3727 over on Jefferson Street. Give Todd Peter a call.
There you go. And Todd cannot give back because regulation. The reason he can't give it directly back to you for purchasing a policy and those kinds of things. So that's why he donates it to the charity in your name, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a great guy. Todd's a lot of fun, which, you know, I came out of that financial services world, Bobby, and I'm not sure I was very much fun during that, right? but, you know, it's kind of fun to deal with somebody that's knowledgeable and can make it painless as you go through that. He's your personal agent.
Oh, yeah. I've been dealing with him for 2 years now, and he saved me a bunch of money and just is very helpful. I mean, no questions, dumb question to Todd.
That's right.
He'll sit down and explain it to you, even though, you know, you may should already know what it meant. He'll tell you about what it means anyway. So he's just good folks over there. His assistant April, too, she's just very helpful.
That's good.
So give them a call. They'll help you out with your insurance needs.
You should have already known what it meant, or he already told you, if it's like in my case. He's probably told me that 10 times.
Yeah, that's possible.
Anyway, there you go. All right, here's one more way that you can be a hero. I want to share a quick story, and we're going to talk a lot more about this going forward. But we have a KPD officer here, Darren Strahan.
Yeah,
Darren, great guy. Really one of the nicest men you'd ever had the opportunity to meet. I was fortunate enough to he has a son the age of my middle son, so we're big football fans together. And anytime you see Darren on the street or in person, he's just got a smile on his face. And it's all good with Darren. He needs a kidney. Bottom line, he's known he's going to need a kidney. In fact, his doctor 20 years ago said about this time in your life, you're going to need a kidney. Wow. And that day is here. And all so right. This week, I think on the 6th or the 8th, I think it's the 8th, he's going to have a kidney transplant. He has an amazing story. I can't tell the story. I'm going to have him in here when he's back and ready, and he can tell about the network of people that have reached out to him to donate kidneys. Of course, you have to have a match, but it's just raising awareness. And so he'll have the surgery, so keep him in your prayers. And then on May 6th, out at the airport, there's a big fundraiser going on to raise money for Darren.
Okay.
And so that'll be a great event. We'll tell more about that. You can also get on Facebook, if you're a Facebook person, and donate to him dollars for Darren. His insurance isn't going to cover the full cost of the surgery. They're looking to raise about $45,000 over time through a multitude of means. We're going to do something for him with the hero card. We're going to have some days where every card bought is just going to go for Darren. But anyway, just a great guy. So if you just want to invest your treasure, right, just your money, dollars for Darren on Facebook. And again, you can call me if you don't know exactly how to do that on Facebook, and I can get you in touch with the organization that they've set up to help him with that. So,
all right, what a great thing.
Yeah, great thing.
Yeah, it's important to help people that protect us.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Well, he aligns so well with the hero card, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's
he's a true hero. So anyway, that's kind of a section on going out there and being a hero. We all deep down want to be heroes, and so go out there and make it happen. Plenty of places to serve that way. Bobby, have we covered most of our sponsors that we need to cover? I guess I need to talk about Premier 7 real quick. I just saw that.
Well, Next Generation Produce. Something on their Facebook post. They're sort of doing a rename as part of their brand.
They are.
Absolutely.
What are they doing?
And I just saw a quick post on it, I think, early this morning, and didn't catch it, the exact details of it, but I know they're talking about their juicing. If you haven't been over there to Next Generation Produce for their smoothies or their juices, you're missing out.
Yep.
So really give them a call or go by there and just try one. They make them up fresh while you wait. So
pretty amazing.
So I know they're incorporating part of that into their name, people know about the juicing experience there at Next Generation Produce. So
last time I was in there, they were hiring, so they were looking for somebody to help in their juicing department. So
probably
somebody, yeah.
Obviously making a lot of juice, need some help.
Yeah. You know, the first time I heard about them, it was because of their juice.
Yeah.
And my friend was just raving about it.
Yeah.
And so it's great that they're still in business and doing this.
Doing awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Got a nice store there. You can get groceries, and of course they use the hero card. You can save on a certain product line as well. So, yeah, great people. Oh, they're a lot of fun.
Seventh generation.
Next Generation.
Next Generation. Next Generation. I'm sorry, where'd that come from?
I don't know. I think you're thinking music, right?
Probably.
well, I think I got you off. I was talking about Premier 7 Gym.
That's what it was.
Chris and Jency. Again, okay, it's that time of year where the weather's getting better and we're more into wanting to get in shape and spring cleaning our bodies. And again, easiest thing I can tell you is for Chris and Jency, they're unique. It's not necessarily just a fitness gym. It's more of a training gym.
Yeah, that's what I saw when I was
there. Training your body to get in motion the right way. They have a slogan, toes to nose, and they're just talking about getting everything aligned and working properly.
Yeah.
Go see the great, great people. Passionate about what they do, knowledgeable about what they do. 315-777-7777.
Well, that's easy to remember.
Number, yeah, 315 and 47. So, love those guys. And
well, they'll be a cheerleader for you to get through that process of helping get yourself back.
Ring that bell
again.
Ring that bell. What a great segue. You didn't even know that I was going to talk about cheerleaders next.
Wow.
How'd you do that, Bobby? We're on the same
ESP.
Page.
There you go. Yeah. Wavelength right
yeah.
there.
And they are. They're great coaches and cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We all need that.
They've got just great personalities. So, speaking of cheerleaders, lots of fundraising going on this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
And since the Tyvee cheerleaders are not using the hero card yet, but they will as part of their fundraising. Traditionally, they've been having a golf tournament. And so I just want everybody, if you're a golfer and you want to participate in their golf tournament. Bobby, you play golf a little bit?
I do not. I live on a golf course, but don't play golf.
You play at all?
You know, I played a bunch when I was a kid. I had a good buddy of mine lived next door to me that was a fantastic golfer. Other than he didn't have the temperament when he made the bad shot, which was rare, he threw it or broke the club.
Yep.
But if he'd had the temperament, he certainly could have gone professional. He was
that good.
Well, he'd go out there with the doctors and lawyers of the community and play against them. He's probably 13 years old, 12 or 13 years old,
oh, wow.
and taking their money.
Okay.
Literally. So I, you know, I never wanted to play because my neighbor, buddy, friend of mine was
that
so good.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
seemed like the times I went out, I enjoyed riding in the golf cart and having a cold drink
well,
type of thing.
If you like that, then you're qualified to play in this tournament.
Fabulous.
That's how
okay.
it works. So awesome. June 9th. What about you, Glenn? You play?
Not anymore, no.
No?
Nah, it's a frustrating game. I decided some people enjoy that. It was just a big frustration
big
for me. But I do appreciate the game of golf very much.
Well, there's a difference in playing golf and playing in these tournaments, right? I
sure.
mean, these are scrambles
sure.
and a lot
fun.
Of fun. It's more fun. So anyway, June 9th is their tournament. Put that on your calendar. We'll talk more about it. I love these ladies and their sponsor, and so I just told them.
So whether you're a good golfer or not, you're going to help the cheerleaders.
That's right. That's right.
That's the key.
You just need one decent player on your team.
There you go.
So you're not out there all night. Yeah, that's how it works. So we'll talk. Maybe we'll put a team together.
Glenn. Yeah, I wouldn't want to knock somebody in the head.
Well,
I don't want to hurt anybody.
I doubt you would do that. You'd be fine. You'd be fine.
Where will they be playing?
That's out at Shriner,
okay.
of course,
there you
and
go.
A lot of fun. Boy, that's a diamond, or just a jewel for the Hill Country.
Nice little muni.
Oh
man.
My goodness! Just you know, I moved out of the big city where it was really expensive and really hard to get on. And here, it's not expensive. You can walk out there and play. You play nine. Doesn't take all day.
It's relaxed.
It's
yeah.
relaxed. Just awesome. Awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, before we wrap up, a couple more things you can do this weekend. Tyvee girls soccer. The girls team is here tonight. Playing at 5, the JV, and then the varsity at 6:45. Softball, the same thing, girls softball at 5 and at 7. And I don't know what the weather looks like tonight. It may start to get...
I think we've got a chance for rain, but,
yeah.
but as we talked about, hey, you never
take
know.
Your chances. Take your chances.
Sorry,
go out
Dr.
There,
Doppler.
So, that's
yeah.
it. That's it. and then I just saw in the paper, I thought this was interesting, Shriner... I guess it's the drama department or theater department over there. Bobby, you may know, but they're doing the musical or show Cabaret.
Oh.
Yeah.
That'll be
the
fun.
The Kit Kat Club, is that, I believe. I've
there
seen
you
that
go.
Before. But anyway, that's going on this weekend at 7:30.
All right.
With a matinee on Sunday. Tickets are $5 and $10. So if you're looking for something to do when it's raining, if it's raining, go see Cabaret. Last thing on the hero card, a couple of additions we have signed over in Fredericksburg, a couple of restaurants. If you're out over there, is Rathskeller, which is amazing.
Oh, that's a good place.
Really, really good. And then the Lincoln Street Wine Bar,
okay,
which has the wine, obviously, but they serve food as well.
Well, and the Rathskeller is really a cool place because it's in the basement of the old hospital.
The old hospital.
So it's really a neat little cubby hole down there.
It is.
In the,
yeah. It's a good town over there. Lots to see and do, and I'm sure they'll be flooded with tourists over spring break. Well, all right, I think we're coming to the end of the hour. Again, we're glad you tuned in to the Hero Card. This we air every Friday here on KERV 1230 AM radio from 2 to 3. And Glenn, thank you.
Thank you.
Bobby, thank you.
Enjoyed being here.
Well, yeah. Pleasure. And we hope everybody has a great weekend, and we hope you'll tune in next week. We'll have some great guests, and we'll see you then.
Get out there and use your card. Save some money.
Use your card.
And we got to find out about the trailer. Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby's trailer.
Y'all are coming to help, right?